This is Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path. I'm Molly Dyer. The date of today's episode is October 5th, 2022. It's October, witches! The fall is here. The fall is wonderful. It's delicious, isn't it? Watching the fall. He'll be in prison soon with all of his cohorts and goons. Also, the autumn arrived, so that's cool too. Sometimes being a witch means picking your battles and keeping your identity as a witch to yourself out of necessity. That seems to be the norm for a lot of us, and especially in this day and age, and if you're living in the United States of America. Now, I know I have listeners all over the world, and I don't want to do anything to alienate any of you outside of the U.S., but I can't imagine you haven't heard about what's going on here in the good old U.S. of A., or what some people are now calling Gilead. Margaret Atwood herself, the creator and author of The Handmaid's Tale, is quoted as having said, "I invented Gilead. The U.S. Supreme Court is making it real." Living in the U.S. right now, as a witch, is tricky to maneuver. Do I wear my Baphomet t-shirt out today? Let's see, I'm going to go to the 806 for coffee with some of my girlfriends. I'll be safe there in that shirt for sure. Then I can make the 1.5 minute walk down to Aunt Eek's, where I'll be super safe in that shirt. It's the 1.5 minute walk on 6th Street, which is sometimes packed with bikers who are Trumpublicans, Trumpvangelicals, and those who don't even vote but are still enjoying being emboldened, sanctioned by the previous administration to be aggressively confrontational to anyone they don't understand or agree with. So walking from coffee shop to curiosity shop, both of which are open, inviting, inclusive of everybody, and liberal, forward-thinking, a novel idea here in the panhandle of Texas. Walking between the two is sometimes anxiety-inducing. Am I just being dramatic? Is it not really that big of a deal? Am I, once again, making something out of nothing? No, it's not nothing. It's a valid fear, being persecuted, being outed, or being attacked physically or verbally by someone who thinks you don't deserve freedom or liberty because they are patriots. Fakeriots, really. And you are not. You are a traitor. Now, but back to the picking your battles part that I started with. Y'all know one of my superpowers is digressing, right? Sometimes my battles include finding the energy and physical fortitude to go outside into nature and collect things like sticks and rocks and acorns, empty robin's eggs, empty wasp nests or dirt dauber nests, feathers, bones, leaves, flowers, herbs, and weeds. Sometimes the battle includes figuring out if I can or can't perform a ritual for a full moon or a dark moon or even a Sabbat. Mabon came and Mabon went, and I did nothing. I wished you all a happy Mabon on Facebook, but I didn't have the energy to perform a ritual for the middle harvest. Autoimmune issues are keeping me down most days lately, so I didn't perform a ritual or even create a Mabon altar with apples and acorns and gourds. And of course, I felt like the worst witch ever. How could I miss a Sabbath like that? Just let it come and go without so much as placing a small oak tree branch with leaves on it and acorns still attached to it. How could I let Mabon pass without even lighting a candle for the middle harvest? How could I? Bad witch! Bad, horrible witch! I suck! Have you ever felt this way? I'm betting that maybe you have. This wasn't the first time I've felt this way, and it sure as hell won't be the last time. I'm working on changing my internal script to say normal witch instead of horrible witch. It's a process, but it's something I think most of us do while we're walking our paths. Facebook and TikTok are filled with content creators that are constantly posting beautiful videos of their intricate altars with amazing altar items and curling smoke coming from what looks like a 200-year-old brass censer that was undoubtedly passed down from one witch to the next in a line of ancestry just packed full of witches. Venetian glass bottles and vials filled with potions and elixirs and maybe just food coloring and some water. Obscure herbs everywhere, and everything gets sealed with a black chime candle's wax. These are the witches that give me the feeling of being inadequate for not having performed a fucking Maven ritual. Or a moon ritual, or any Sabbat. Take your pick. In the early 1990s, and some of you weren't born yet, but I digress. We had supermodels. Helena Christensen, Christy Turlington, Tatiana Patitz, and Linda Evangelista. She was my favorite, if the truth be told. If you were around in the 1990s, you knew who the supermodels were. Even if you didn't know their names, you knew their faces. They were the first in the 1990s, and many came after them. And women all over the world started having horrible issues with self-image, being unable to live up to the standards of beauty that were being shoved in our faces and down our throats from commercials on TV, on billboards, in videos, on MTV, which, by the way, just a fun fact, did you know they used to play music videos on MTV? They did. You couldn't turn a page in a magazine without being inundated with impossibly beautiful women who were born with whatever genes it takes to be virtually perfect physically. Whether or not they were perfect in reality isn't important, but here's the truth. They weren't perfect. There was something called photo retouching, and that gave birth to Photoshop. But the visage of supermodel after supermodel after supermodel gave so many of us those horrible self-image issues. We know those self-image issues today as body dysmorphia. What's my point here? Why is Molly Dyer talking about the 1990s supermodels?
Well, for the love of crap, Molly, get back to witchcraft!
Okay, back on track. Finding witchcraft around every corner these days, altars and spell work and hex work, and by the way, please don't share your hex work or bane work on TikTok, because that's a how-to manual for someone that you're hexing and they can get right out of it. But again, I digress, because I'm super Molly. All these beautiful celebrations of equinoxes and sabbats and major feasts and moons, those can really get a witch down if they've been in a slump. Sometimes we witches just need to be mundane for a little while. So does that mean when that happens that we have witch dysphoria? Well, I suppose if you obsess about how you're not practicing or casting or giving offerings, you're not divining or studying, all while watching TikTok videos of witches who, seemingly, do practice every single turn of the wheel, every single moon phase, and for that matter, every single fucking day, then, I don't know, maybe we do have witch dysphoria. But listen, your old pal Molly here is here to tell you that those feelings of inadequacy you might be experiencing, they're just lying to you. They're just lying. The feelings of, maybe I should just give up because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, are bullshit. They're toxic. They're what my friend Megan would call brain weasels. They are no good. And you shouldn't be listening to them. And neither should I. I might be a witch, and I might be able to shift energy to make magic happen. But I'm also a human. In fact, I'm a human first. Then I'm a witch. I'm flesh and blood, And my wiring, like many of you and your wiring, is set to make me feel inadequate by someone else's example of what something should look like. It's shit. Again, it's total bullshit. And I don't think I can rewire that part of myself. But if I try really hard, I can install a system update and it might be successful in disabling that hardwired nonsense bullshit. That update that I need to run is idontgiveafuck.exe. Sure, it's buggy and doesn't always work, but sometimes it works perfectly. Not giving a fuck means instead of experiencing, man, I am a shit witch. I haven't done the last 5 moon rituals, and I've totally avoided the last 2 Sabbats, etc., or whatever. You'll experience, well, I missed this last new moon, but I celebrated Maven and the full moon before it. Insert a person in a flowing white dress with her hands outstretched, running through a field of wildflowers. Ask your doctor if I don't give a fuck is right for you.
Side effects include loss of shitty friends who weren't really your friends in the first place, a growing sense of get out of my way before I run you over, and I'm wearing a rainbow caftan to your wedding and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Am I conflating computer updates with medication warnings? Sure, I absolutely am. That's just the way it makes sense to me. In all seriousness, it's normal to feel inadequacies about your practice from time to time. As for myself, if I can do nothing else, I will ring the bell on my altar on my way to the kitchen or back to the living area of our house. It's readily accessible and it's sound cleansing. Sometimes I might light a stick or a cone of incense, and that's what I do for the day. It's normal for you and I to feel this way, just as long as we don't drop anchor here. You're still a witch, period. And don't let anybody tell you anything to the contrary. Just let them know you don't give a fuck. Life is still sort of up in the air, so every other Wednesday might fluctuate here and there, but as always, if you have questions or comments about this or any other episode of this podcast, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and let's just say TikTok, even though I'm not really on there very much right now. Wash your hands. Is anybody wearing a mask anymore? Get your vaccination and boosters if you can and if you haven't already. Hex the patriarchy. May you never hunger and may you never thirst. As above, so below. Trump for prison 2023. I'm Molly Dyer. This is Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path.